Good morning, Marla.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah. And Mercury retrograde almost done. It's been a doozy.
But we have something even worse coming up right after that. And we'll talk about it in a minute. Hang on,
yeah,
people.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. But first, good things. People with birthdays today. That's always a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
And
numerology. What?
January 5th. Fourth,
yeah,
which puts you people in a six personal year.
And what does that mean?
Oh, it's a great year. It also can be, well, it depends on you. It's a year of reinventing yourself.
Okay.
So you may kind of just wake up, or you've been waking up for the past month or so going, oh my gosh, I don't know who I am or what I want. I want to change the way I dress. I want to change the way I look. I want to change my job. It's all about just being somebody different, and mm-hmm. you're just morphing. You're changing who you are. The other thing is responsibility. People are going to, or have been already, asking you to step up and help them, support them, especially family members. This is your year to help others, to be supportive, and to also be discerning, meaning you can say no. Okay. It's not bad to say no. If someone wants you to do something and you just feel drained or you're not up for it, just say no. It's okay, because that's part of reinventing yourself, having good boundaries. So the rest of, I would say the rest of this year, up until like fall of this year, I keep forgetting it's 2017. So up until like fall, like September, you're going to be working on your six, reinventing, supporting others, saying yes, saying no. And then you're going to morph into your seven next year. We'll talk about that when you become a seven, but enjoy your 6 year and enjoy the change that you're going through.
To be a buzzkill, but your 7 years going to be difficult.
It can be. It can be.
It's
yes.
just a lot of basically the best way I could describe it, and you'd probably agree, Marla, is you're just in a funk for
the
whole year.
Funk. I was in a seven last year. I'm just coming out of it. I can feel it lifting, mm-hmm. but it's as if you're just constantly just turning over the soil. Like, you know, you're mm-hmm. rototilling your insides, and you're just, and you're bringing up all your past and working on all your stuff, and it can be very heavy. I suggest, you know, I did a lot of body work, acupuncture, massage, Reiki, meditation, whatever you need to do to get through your 7 year. But, you know, you're in a six right now, so don't worry about that. Yeah. I'll help you when you're in a seven next year.
Yeah, that's not for another year. So
yes.
That's good.
That's
again,
true.
Just me being a buzzkill. 1-800-595-2943 to talk to psychic Marla Mitchell. Ask for spirit animals. Ask for a 2017 reading. Whatever you'd like. 1-800-595-2943. Or you can shoot us a private Facebook message. 943 the X. Now, what is it that's worse than Mercury retrograde that we're about to experience?
This is, we have a full moon coming on.
Oh boy.
The 12th of January. And it's in Cancer, which means moody, moody, crabby, crabby. And with it, there is a cardinal grand cross, which in astrology means we've got Pluto, Uranus, and Mars all going to battle against each other. Holy crap. So it can kick up, and they're all in fire signs, hence the word cardinal, which is the fire sign. So that means fire, brimstone, wah! And so they're battling each other. There is a blessing. Jupiter's in there as well. And so it can help things if you're willing to not play the game, take the high road, let go, and not get into it with other people. It can actually help things and expand things, but it can also blow things out of proportion because Jupiter expands. Mm-hmm. So next week, after retrograde lifts, just continue being kind. Don't get into it with people. Don't get into arguments. Don't get into road rage. People may be really moody next week, and it can start 3 days before and last till 3 days after. So it's like a whole week of crap that you might have to deal with. So if you're just noticing that work, everyone's grumpy, or your boss is difficult, or your family members, just kind of just roll with the punches and just smile, because you know a secret that they don't, and don't play the game, and just hold off until after the 15th, when things are kind of more calm and settled down a bit.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So we're not through it. In fact, some astrologists say the whole month of January is difficult because the Grand Cross or the Grand Square, it lasts longer than just a day. But with the full moon, it can be really intense.
Right.
So if you're wondering why everyone's crazy, that's why.
Yeah.
So next week, if you and I are crazy, everyone will understand.
Yeah, everyone will understand. Just listen. Just listen and you'll understand.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's, so this month is a tough month for a lot of people, just because you're coming off the new year, you're starting your new resolution, maybe you're dieting or exercising more or whatever, and we got all this heavy planetary stuff weighing on us. Yeah. It can be a real, you know, a real downer. So
Yeah, like as far as New Year's resolutions, I personally didn't even come up with any because I'm like, you know, right now Mercury's retrograde, things are going on, and I was like, you know, I have goals that I'd rather not say, but I can't really get to those goals until later in the year.
Do you have just one thing you want to improve? And you don't have to stay on the air. Just say yes or no, because then that's what I'm trying to get people to do is pick one thing that they want to work on this year so that the energy can match it.
I mean, just getting back on track with my diet. Not that I've been super off track, but just, you know, kind of gotten off a little bit. She's looking,
I'm looking at
me
you like Molly, where do you need to lose weight? Come on.
Well, I started this diet a few months ago.
Right,
and,
I
have until like the end of February to like reach my goal.
Okay.
And, you know, I kind of just, I want to reach it. And I've kind of gotten a little bit off track, but
well,
I want to get
holidays.
Like right back on to, I know. Yeah. And this past week's been a lot better, but
yeah, but I don't know anyone. Well, I don't know anyone that was good over the holidays. Maybe somebody was, but, you know, how can you resist all that yummy food?
Yeah, so. You can't. Yeah. And you know, so I mean, yeah, it's important to treat yourself.
I was just going to say, don't deny yourself. At least, what's the word? Moderation.
Everything in moderation.
Everything in moderation.
That's true.
So next week, everything in moderation, people with those moods.
1-800-595-2943. As far as crystals go, we were talking about this last week.
Yeah.
People with birthdays in January, what would good crystals be?
A garnet.
Garnet.
So most people think, well, garnet would be July, like ruby and stuff, but garnet's good for January. And then if you're a Capricorn, those crystals are like hematite, ruby, onyx, jet, or obsidian.
Okay.
And crystals, again, are very healing objects. It's like they absorb the negativity out of your body. You have to do the work, like we talked about last week. But they help assist in any healing, in any mantras that you have or any endeavor that you want to bring about or change in yourself. And they do help with, I believe, with pain, but you need to clean them often. And we talked about that, whether you run them under cold water, put them on a windowsill for moonlight or sunlight. I like to smudge mine because they do accumulate so much and then you have to release it or clean it. But they're really wonderful objects to help you with your endeavors, with your cleansing, with your healing. I use them all the time on my clients. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wear them and Yeah.
Well, and I definitely... Like, as far as, like, my love life goes, I can definitely say I think crystals have helped me kind of, you know, get what I want in that department. Rose quartz, rhodochrosite really helped sleeping with those under my pillow. And I'm wearing rose quartz right now.
You know, and I, those of you who are naysayers or listening, fine, you're entitled to your opinion that it's just a rock.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of things here on planet Earth are all about, most things are all about your intention. And so if you intend something, then you're putting a positive energy towards that. And intention goes a long ways. If you intend to be kind, if you intend to heal, if you, you know, negativity goes a long way too. And you can see where being negative all the time creates more negativity. Being positive creates more positive results. And same with the crystals. If you intend for them to help and assist you, their healing properties will come through for you. But most things down here are all about our intention and how we behave as people.
Yeah.
How we treat others. What goes around comes around.
Yeah, totally.
It is what it is. We're all energy.
Yeah.
And yeah, take that to the bank. Oh, we need some callers, people. Yeah, what is Mercury retrograde?
It must be. 1-800-595-2943. And on Facebook, 94.3 The X, from Samantha. She's wondering if she could get a cold reading for 2017. Birthday is August 25th.
So oh, my gosh. Virgo. Yeah, she is. Her birthday's the day before mine. Okay. All right. Samantha? Is that what you said her name
was? Yes.
Okay. Let's look at 2017. Here we go. Okay. Well, right off the bat, Samantha, you need to have better boundaries. Don't we all? Most of us need to learn that no means no and yes means yes, and we need to speak our truth more. Mm-hmm. And instead of being people pleasers or being worried about letting someone down or hurting their feelings, we need to kind of be more aware of our own needs and our own feelings, not in a selfish way, but in a self-love way. Most of us tend to do way too many shoulds. I should do this. I should do that. I have to help this person. And actually, no, you don't. If you're drained and you're tired or you're sick, you don't have to do that. And you have the right to say no. And so this is for Samantha to speak up more and be more aware of what her needs are in a healthy way. I show that your life needs more balance. I get Libra energy, which is bringing more balance into your life. So maybe your New Year's resolution or your goal this year would be about balance, balancing out your needs with everyone else's needs and the goals that you want to set. There's a decision that is sitting on you, Samantha. I got the fork in the road, and it shows that you're trying to choose something. And it could just be about a direction in life or an issue that's going on with you. And whenever we have a decision, it's always good to, like I said in the very beginning of this session, to focus on what you need, what feels right in your heart, not your head. So ask your heart, get the fears and worries out of your head, and ask your heart, if this is for my highest good, what would I choose? And then you choose, you make your choice from that position. You choose what's best for you. And I show also a possibility of job changing, possibly a move, because I get the moving card or job change card, which looks very positive. It ends on a very good note with, again, you finding your voice, speaking up more, doing what feels right for you. And if this decision is about changing jobs and or moving, the cards say to go for it, to face your fears, take the challenge, and focus on what you want. Like I said earlier, again, Molly and I were talking about intention. Look at what you're intending and intend it with your heart, and don't let fear be your intention or your or your motivator in a negative way. Let it be your positive motivator. So,
right.
But she's got something going on. She's got a decision to make, and she needs to speak her truth and stand up for herself more. That's right. For Samantha.
All right. Samantha even says boundaries are her New Year's resolution.
Oh, my gosh. Now, how did I know that?
I don't know. She also said thank you. She's been debating going back to school. This speaks volumes. Thank you.
Congratulations. Yeah, she got the message.
Yeah, that's from Samantha on Facebook, 94.3 The X. Let's see. Sarah, she says she already had a cold reading for 2017, but was wondering if anything has changed. Looks like the last time we talked to her was late November. So maybe something
Well,
changed.
Let's instead of calling it 2017, let's just do a little update and
little
see
checkup.
If she's going in the right direction.
Okay.
With her 2017 advice that was given from the guides here. So let's just see how you're progressing. It is possible to have too many readings done, and then it gets real confusing. Mm-hmm. So if those of you who call every week ask the same question, it's not going to work. I give people advice to not ask that many questions about their life. It takes all the power away. You need to trust your own intuition more than mine. With Sarah, though, I do show that she continues to also need to work on balance for her. There's some insecurity stuff going on. So whatever was told to her in November, keep focusing on what is right for you. Keep working on your balance, work, life, health, well-being, balance. You also need to continue speaking up and using good boundaries. I do show a burden being lifted, whether it's financial and or health, but it does look like you're headed in the right direction. The biggest caution that I have for Sarah is stay out of drama. Unless she says she's a Pisces, she needs to stay out of drama, stay out of other people's business, focus on her own, and keep working on her own self-esteem. This thing here feels to be more about her self-esteem, what is right for her, her choices, and balance in her life. So that's how she'll be able to manifest the 2017 that she wants.
Okay, perfect. Okay. That's for Sarah on Facebook, 94.3 The X. 94.3 The X, who's this?
Hello, this is Nick.
Hey, Nick, what's your question for Marla?
Yes, Marla. My question is, how do spirit animals, chakras, and for lack of a better term, other spiritual, I guess, techniques or whatever, if you will, impact your consciousness?
Oh, my. So that's a very wonderful question. So guides, angels, in fact, we're going to talk about angels if the phones were not going to pick up, and they have, though. But angels and guides and spirit animals, and those are different than chakras, but they all impact us by giving us messages, giving us a push in the direction that we're wanting. They sometimes give us warnings. Anytime you're tuned in to your intuition, your highest source, you will receive, and we do, even if we're not tuned in, we get messages constantly from source on this is the right thing to do, this is the wrong thing. And sometimes, a lot of times, our ego, our fear gets the best of us, and we choose the control path or the anger path or the depression or the grief, and that then steers us in the opposite direction. But those things, even crystals, are here to help us stay on course, to help us stay on our path in a very easy and graceful manner. Our free will is what causes us to suffer and have pain and to go off track. And so listening and being tied into source and meditation is what I promote, because that does help you stay more on course. Now, granted, even the most religious and or spiritual leaders have pain and suffering. We all do, because that's part of being human.
Right.
But we can alleviate or minimize that type of pain and suffering the more we are in tune and the more we see our own lessons, because we all have lessons to learn. And the more we pay attention to those and learn our lessons, then it does minimalize a lot of that pain and suffering. But most of us learn from our pain and suffering, so it is almost like a necessary part of being human to have those bad things happen so that we learn and grow spiritually. Now, chakras are energy centers in the body, and those are what we use to stay tuned into spirit. When they're clear and open, we're operating just like a really fine-tuned machine. It's like getting your car tuned up, right? Spark plugs, oil changed, all of that, tires
right,
balanced. If you get your chakras cleared out and work on your chakras a lot through meditation and body work and massage and all of that, then it makes it easier for you to tune in and hear your guides, your angels, and tune in and receive the guidance that you need. So those are more on a physical level, and everything else is more on a spiritual level. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, definitely.
That was a great question. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Marla.
Sure.
Thanks, bye-bye. Nick. 94.3 The X. And I don't know if Marla is a little out of her mind when she says this, but she tells me I'm an angel. She thinks I'm an angel.
I think you're an angel. I think a lot of people are angels. I'm an angel.
Yeah.
We'll have to have a topic about angels and who they are, because there's a lot of really good books out there about people on Earth who are incarnate or elemental or star or wise angels. There's different categories. But there's tests you can take online to see if you qualify as an angel, that you are incarnated here as an angel, and what it helps you figure out your purpose. But most angels are caregivers, caretakers, and healers, especially healers like what I do, are definitely angels here to help planet Earth or help humans progress and grow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Interesting. Yeah. Very cool. 1-800-595-2943. Catherine would like a cold 2017 reading. Her birthday is November 12th.
November 12th. Okay, so she's a Scorpio. All right. Let's see what we get for Catherine. Okay. Right off the bat, I'm getting, let's see, get the cards in order here. Hangman, Priestess, Judgment. Okay. No Scorpio card, which is fine. So for Catherine, I'm showing that she's being asked to, we get Hangman, which is hang in there. You're being tested. You might have gone through a really difficult 2016. They're saying it's not completely over, but it is improving and it will get better. This could be about love or something that you're trying to enrich in your life. And they're saying the biggest obstacle is you holding on to the past. So, Catherine, let go of the past. Work on releasing and healing. One of the things that we do as humans is we do really tend to bring up the past a lot, and or we go into the future and do the what if. And so the best thing for all of us is to try every time we catch ourselves in the past or the future, bring ourselves back to the moment. What is most important now? What am I working on now? Mm-hmm. And the more times during the day you can catch yourself and bring yourself back, the better off you are, the better are, or more likely you are to hear the messages that we talked about earlier with Nick, to get signs from your guides and angels and spirit animals. And because that's where the messages are. The messages are not in the past. They're not in the future. They're now. And so just pay attention to that more. There is a change coming for Catherine. It does feel to be positive. This is all around self-esteem and confidence. If there's something that you're wanting to bring in, it really is about your courage and your strength and knowing that this too shall pass. So I don't know what she went through in 2016. It was pretty rough for a lot of people. But this is just about letting go of 2016 and knowing that it's a whole new slate, it's a whole new day, it's a whole new year, whole new month, and just to practice positive thinking, positive intentions. Everything you do come from your heart, not your head. And it's going to get better, but I don't know. There's some change coming, but it looks really good. It's all up to her as far as the timing and when she wants to start doing the work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's for Catherine on Facebook, 94.3 The X. Also on Facebook from Angie, she would like a cold reading. Her birthday is June 2nd.
Okay. So she's a Gemini. All right. Okay. Let me get the cards shuffled here. All right. It's for Angie. All right. Got some Aries energy. Oh, pregnancy. Now, the pregnancy is in the past. So either she was pregnant and had a baby, or there was a new beginning last year for her that she gave birth to. I do show a need to be more assertive, more focused on intention and or goals. There's a new beginning that is happening now for Angie. The world is changing. Signs are coming through for her, whether she's seeing them or not. We have a leap of faith coming in. The ego's getting in the way. So fear is ego, and fear can absolutely keep us stuck. It can keep us in doubt. It can affect our self-esteem. And so, Angie, you need to be really aware of what fear is in your life, whether it's anger, frustration, grief, worry, anxiety. Just trust that those are human traits, and if you can push those aside and go deeper into your heart, you can make these changes that you need to make. It feels like you're coming out of a depression or feeling like you've had a depression or still in it, and it doesn't have to be that way. You're trying to control too much, and it's more about letting go and just being okay with the way things are. So for a lot of us, you may not like where your life is right now. You may not like who the president is or is going to be. You may not like your job or your health situation. And instead of resisting what you have in your life, what you resist persists, right? Mm-hmm. So if you accept it, if you make peace, let's say you have a health issue, if you make peace with your body, and say, okay, I don't like this, but this is what it is now. Or if your job, I don't like my job, I don't like my boss, but this is what I have now. How am I going to deal with this with good intention from the highest positive place inside of me and make this be a good day and live one day at a time? It's not about resisting and hating what you have. It's about enjoying your day, choosing to be happy, and making the most of it. And one of the greatest ways to do that is to help another. So if you see someone who needs help, help them. And then that helps you feel better about yourself and about your day. And the sooner that you can accept a negative situation, you'll actually find out that it actually goes away, that the energy of being negative about it and holding on to this job that you hate or whatever, you're keeping yourself stuck in that job because you hate it so much. Spirit hears that. Oh, she wants to hate her job. Oh, he doesn't like his boss. Then that's the energy you're getting back. Well, let's make sure he hates his boss. Let's make sure she doesn't like her job. If you say everything is good, I'm making the most of it, I'm learning something, these people are my teachers, then spirit helps that. You learn the lesson and then it lets go and you can move on easier and quicker. That's the way things work here, people. If you resist it, it's going to stay. If you accept it, you'll move through it and it will pass.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to understand. Our minds don't comprehend that, mm-hmm. but it really, really works. Right. I know it's worked in my life countless times mm-hmm. to accept it. And then the whole thing just goes away, just like magic.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Really good feedback from Angie. She said, you're totally right. She had a baby in July. And she's getting ready to start a new career.
Well,
so
good.
You hit it all right on the head.
And love it. Thanks for the feedback, Angie.
Cool. That was from Angie on Facebook. You can also send us a message up there as well if you're not able to call in. Did we get to Kent and his spirit animals?
No, not yet.
I can't remember. Okay, so Kent is wondering what his animal guides are, one or two or more, whatever you're seeing.
Wow. I'm seeing... First of all, I see a bat.
Ooh.
That's why I said, wow, because bats are cool. Bats are about change, like night and day change. Like it can be a huge relationship shift or a huge job change or a move. Bats always foretell or promote change. So, Kent, if you're thinking of making some major changes, that's what bats are about. Or if you've already made the change, it's validating that. The other one I see is a elk. So I would look up bat and also look up elk. Now, the elk feels to be older and the bat feels to be new.
Okay.
So the elk could be one that's been around for a while. That may be more about his personality. And then the bat can be ushering in the new change.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I love bats. What's my spirit animal, Marla? I haven't asked you in a long time.
Is there a new one coming in?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I still see otter. Wasn't there an otter before or a beaver? Otter.
There was a little over a year ago. There was a beaver.
Okay.
And at some point, there was a weasel.
I see a water. Maybe it's both morphed into one. It looks more like otter beaver kind of thing, a little water thing.
Okay.
Now that could, like you said, if that's what you had a year ago, it's still there.
Okay.
Let's see if there's anything else that's new. I'm seeing wings, but that could also be what we talked about earlier about that I thought you were an angel. Maybe a butterfly, dragonfly. I'm not sure because the wings are confusing me right now because we're so into the angel conversation.
Right.
But definitely the otter is still there. So,
okay.
Yeah. I don't see anything new yet.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Cool.
1-800-595-2943 if you'd like a spirit animal reading, I guess you would call it. Call quick because she's only here until 9 o'clock. 1-800-595-2943. 1-800-595-2943. 94 through the X, who's this?
Bambi.
Hey, Bambi, what's your question for Marla?
I was wondering what numerology year I'm in.
Oh, okay, Bambi. What's your month and day of birth?
Let me think. March 24th.
3/24. Okay, so... Right. So you were in a 9 last year, right? And now you're in a 1. So okay. Congratulations. You've got through the nine.
Oh.
And the one has already started, which is new beginnings, new hope, opportunities just fall in your lap. You can still be letting go of things in a 1 year. It's very common to continue to purge, let go of friendships and clutter and things in your life that don't serve you well. But in a one, those will be replaced quicker. And so you could have all kinds of new things coming in this year. And it's very positive. One energy is good. That's good. So congratulations.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Bambi. It's 94 through the X on Facebook. Dallin would like to know what his spirit animal is and let's see, and get a cold reading.
Dallin. Okay. So let me kind of look while I'm shuffling. Oh, that one is a bird. I got the wings coming in. It feels to be, I'm going to use, looks like a raven. I want to say crow, but I think raven's a better word. I think they're both the same. When you look up spirit animal, it'll say raven and or crow. So it looks like a raven. We don't get ravens that often. At least I don't. So look that one up under spirit totem or spirit animal. And then for a 2017 reading for Davin. Is that what you said? Dallin. Okay. All right. I've got... what sign have I got here? Taurus. Do they say what? Is that a male or female? I can't tell with that name.
I believe Dallin is a male.
Is a male. Okay. Well, I'll use the he pronoun just in case. So I get Taurus. I don't know if you are a Taurus or not, Dallin.
January 30th.
Aquarius. Okay. Oh, I do have Aquarius here right in front of me. So the very first card up was Aquarius. That's the star card. And I show that you are overcoming or working through relationship issues. And they're saying if they're still ongoing, the Aquarius energy means to detach. So you're doing very well with it. Continue to detach from the drama or the pressures of relationship issues, whether it's personal or work. But they're saying do not let any, if you're still holding on to a past relationship that in your mind failed or didn't work, let that go. You know how to do this. You're an Aquarius. Aquarians are really good at detaching and just letting go of something. So practice that gift that you were born with. And let go of the past, let go of any failures or hurts, and don't let them hold you back from what you have coming. You are starting over brand new. I got the Fool card, which is a zero in tarot. And that means start over, you're older, you're wiser, you're not naive, learn from your choices. I don't like the word mistakes. Learn from your lessons and move forward. Let them go. The Taurus card is all about... if you want to get some therapy, great. If you want to go back to school, or if you are a teacher or anything like this, the Taurus card is teacher, counselor, therapist, and healing. So you have a lot of that stuff coming up for you in the near future. This is all about you building and working on your self-esteem and your confidence again. You will be tested, meaning there could be other things coming in that may challenge you and your faith or belief in yourself. And just know... whenever you're challenged or whenever anyone is challenged on a very personal level, this is source pushing back and telling you, you know, pay attention. You know who you are. Do not let ego, do not let other people's egos push you down. You don't need approval. You don't need anything but your connection to spirit and trust who you are and listen to your heart, not your head. There's a lot of good things coming in. Better boundaries for Dallin. Wheel of Fortune comes up with gain and new beginnings. So it just sounds like Dallin's had a rough year. It sounds like there's been some changes going on and still going on. It feels to be a very personal type of growth, and it's going to improve. It feels like especially when spring hits, a lot of good things coming in. So hang in there, Dallin. It's going to get better.
All right. That's for Dallin on Facebook, 94 through the X. Time for one more Facebook message from Stephanie. She's looking for a cold reading, and her birthday is November 25th.
Okay, so she's a Sagittarius right on the cusp there.
By the way, Dallin says spot on, Marla.
Wow,
thanks.
Congratulations. Thanks, Dallin. Love the feedback, people. And it's just about if you've had readings with me and I'm spot on, it's because you're getting a message through me that you were doing the work, mm-hmm. that you were getting validated. Because oftentimes I don't tell you anything you don't know. I'm telling you what you already know, and I am the messenger, and I'm saying, here you go. You know this. Now practice it, or now take it and do something with it. Because, like I said, rarely do I predict a lot of stuff in the future. It's more about, here's what you're going through. You know this. Now do the work. So good for you guys for recognizing that the work is there. Okay, this is for Stephanie. We have someone who has been soul searching, someone who is either needing more alone time or using their alone time to make some very important changes. I've got the Tower card with this card, which means major change. It's like an earthquake going on all around her. And so the way to get through some of this unsettling and upheaval in life is through meditation, prayer, quiet time, asking spirits, guides, and angels for help and assistance. So good thing that you called in, because I'm going to give you some words of advice. Focus on what is working in your life, Stephanie. So if everything is falling apart, focus on one or two things that isn't falling apart. So maybe if it's your job or your relationships, then focus on, well, I've got my health, I've got my family. Focus on something positive. We as humans tend to always put our minds and focus on what isn't working because our ego wants to solve the problem. So we spend all day in thought and worry trying to fix it, trying to fix it and find the answer. That's not the right thing to do. You actually need to let it go and let spirit handle it. And you focus on what is working and put more energy into that part of your life. Okay. A lot of things are really shifting. It's almost as if she's going through a metamorphosis, a huge change in her life. She's been hung up to dry and, you know, kicked around. And it just feels like really, really tough 2016. A lot of people had a rough year. But this is all going to shift. She needs to let go of control. She needs to focus on her connection to spirit, focus on a goal, something positive. I do show new beginnings. It could be in love and or job or both. But the biggest thing is to let go of fear. Anytime we come through a difficult life phase, we really are shooken up and we really are just kind of wrung out and drained. And so do things that re-energize you. Get a massage, get acupuncture, get Reiki, go for hikes in nature. If you like to ski, go ski. We got lots of snow coming in now. So just do positive things for yourself. Eat right, exercise, get lots of sleep, and focus on improving your physical body so that you can come through this difficult time. But it just feels like she went through the ringer and she's just coming out of it now. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's for Stephanie on Facebook, 94.3 The X. Now, if people want to get in touch with you, Marla, off the air, maybe book a reading, learn more about you, how can they reach out to you, get in touch with you?
970-223-3457. That's my office number.
Mm-hmm.
And my website is marlamitchell.com. You can go to either. The website allows you to, there's a contact page where you can request an appointment there, or you can just call me directly on my office line.
All right, perfect. Yeah. MarlaMitchell.com, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Great.
Bye.
Hang in there, Mercury retrograde. It's ending on the 8th.
Woo-hoo!